Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Well, in front of over 60,000 people in Croke Park yesterday, Tipperary came from behind with 14 men to edge an intense battle with Kilkenny and set up a first All-Ireland meeting with Munster rivals Cork. Well, Marty Morrissey is RTE's Gaelic Games correspondent and joins me on the line. Hello, Marty.
Hello, Claire. Very good morning to you.
Good morning to you. I mean, another extraordinary day in Croke Park. Well, first off, it was a brilliant match, wasn't it?
Oh, it was fabulous. I mean, I suppose on the Saturday we were anticipating, we had a full house in Croke Park and we were really looking forward to the Cork-Dublin game. And I suppose it was a bit of an anticlimax. Now, if you're Cork, you'd say it was champagne hurling and it was wonderful. But certainly yesterday it took on a different life entirely, because Tipperary and Kilkenny, as we anticipated, would produce a thriller. But my God, Claire, they produced an amazing match and just so exhilarating and so many great goals and individual skills and flicks and everything you'd need in a game of hurling was in Croke Park, I felt yesterday.
It certainly was. I was watching back over the highlights, the extended highlights this morning, and it's just when you see the skill of every player on that pitch. I mean, do we realise how lucky we are to have this to look forward to every summer? It's just extraordinary in and of itself as a spectacle.
We're having a great summer with the GAA, because Gaelic football has dramatically improved. We now have scores, it's like hurling games, as people say, with the scores that we're getting. So Gaelic football has been enhanced dramatically thanks to Jim Gavin and the Football Review Committee. But hurling keeps giving. I mean, we had a Munster hurling final that was so dramatic. We said, this is going to be unbeatable. We had the first time of penalties in the Munster hurling final, and Cork snatched the victory away from Limerick in that. But yesterday, we had more drama and a typical Tipperary and Kilkenny, who have, over the generations, produced so many stars, so many heroes that we all admire. And yesterday, there were more than 30 heroes, about 40 heroes on the pitch. That gave us a game that we were breathless, exhausted, beautifully. It was like an adrenaline rush. And it started at 4 o'clock and it didn't end until after six. And when we met people on the street, I did a news piece with John Milan on Jones's Road afterwards. And like Tipperary and Kilkenny people, great hurling rivals, but they were all almost hugging each other because it was a celebration of the day and a celebration of a wonderful game of hurling. Disappointment, obviously, for Kilkenny and heartbreak, because I know they wanted to get to that final, and a joyous day for Tipperary.
Now, let's go right to the controversy, Marty. 4:21, it was not at the end for Tip. It should have read 4:20 on that scoreboard. Will you just explain to us why some people say that is really important, that was wrong towards the end?
It is very important, Claire, because the reality is that we were all consumed by that adrenaline rush. As I said, it was such an exhilarating game. Noel McGrath's shot around the 70th minute was waved wide by the umpire. But unfortunately, on the scoreboard, unknown to a lot of us, the point was registered for some reason. I presume it was human error, obviously. Then when Kilkenny were under pressure going into the final minutes of that match and into injury time, the players, I would imagine, looked at the scoreboard, and instead of having 2 points of a difference between them, there was now 3 points. So they had no other option but to go for goals. And I think, in fairness to Kilkenny, and I do feel, my heart goes out to them today, they had the opportunities to take the points and maybe draw the game, but they were going for goals. And, you know, John Donnelly, the captain, had a great shot at goal, and Rhys Shelley, who had a great game in goals for Tipperary, I thought he was really coolness personified. On this occasion, he was beaten, and Robert Doyle, the cornerback, was on the goal line. Now, if that had gone in, we'd have a different story entirely today, but he saved it, which maintained, as they saw it, a 3-point advantage for Tipperary. But subsequently, the GAA confirmed last night that it was actually a 2-point advantage for Kilkenny. So there is, you know, it's a psychological thing. There's a huge difference when you're into injury time and you're down 2 points or you're down 3 points. It's a huge difference.
It's a huge difference. It's a huge difference. Listen, we have a lot of people asking how this works. And this listener says that every team have stations recording the scores as they happen. So surely Kilkenny had someone in their backroom team keeping account of the score also. And they go on to say this is an unfortunate mistake, but at the end of the day, it's just a non-story, Tipperary one, end of. But just on that, Is everybody, you know, in terms of the teams and the commentators, is everyone going by the scoreboard on the pitch, or do you have separate feeds on the day?
No, a lot of us are going by the scoreboard on in Croke Park, because it's there before you. And, you know, when the white flag is raised, it's a point. When the green flag is raised, it's 3 points, it's a goal. And we all go by that. And,
yeah.
And now, because of the speed of the game, it is so fast. And the puck out strategy means you go for short puck out the ball. The score is hardly registered when the ball is pucked out again.
Mm-hmm.
And it is just so fast. It is very, very, very difficult. And I understand the frustration and the annoyance. But ultimately, the bottom line here is the referee's report. The referee's report is sacrosanct and always has been in the GA. So the referee yesterday, James Owens, His report, I don't know whether it's gone into Croke Park at this stage or not, we don't know. And the CCCC, the Competition Control Committee, are expected to meet sometime today. But ultimately, the referee's report is sacrosanct and is final. I remember back in 2010, you may recall the Louth Meath game, where Meath scored a late goal with Joe Sheridan, and who tried to kick the ball into net, but actually was thrown into net. And Louth were protesting. It became a big controversy in 2010,
yeah.
But ultimately it was the referee's report that decided. It was up to Meath if they wanted to offer a replay, but they declined that. They said they won the Leinster title. So there's nothing in the rules. It's an anomaly in the rule book, I presume, and unfortunately it's happened again. And huge, huge heartbreak for Kilkenny as it stands at the moment. And Kilkenny are just a wonderful, wonderful GAA county. And whether they will appeal it or not, I don't think there is a right of appeal. If there is, if the referee's report says the final scoreline was this. It's not in their nature, I think, Claire, mm-hmm. because they're such a sporting crowd. I think they're great ambassadors for the GAA. But I know there's still heartbreak and possibly anger there in Kilkenny today.
But you're not hearing that there's going to be any attempt made at an appeal. And we're not sure whether Kilkenny could anyway appeal.
No,
that.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
And I think Kilkenny are keeping their powder dry at the moment. But I think ultimately it will depend on the referee's report.
Right.
And when that is announced and read by the CCCC and they examine it. I'm sure they'd issue a statement sometime today.
Well, a proud tip woman says, we were at the match yesterday and we all knew the scoreboard was wrong. Well, there you go. But as you say, in the heat of the moment when things are moving so fast, you look at the scoreboard and you accept more than likely what it says, particularly
yes.
if you're the person who is tasked with getting points over the bar. And this one, and you might just clear this up for us. If there's any doubt on the point, the umpire should have gone to Hawkeye. It was not a point clearly, and yet the wrong score was added and the point given to Tip. Not sour grapes, but there should be a replay. It's the only fair thing to do. But there wasn't a mix up over whether this was a point or not. That's
no,
that,
no,
it's
no.
the scoreboard no. that was wrong.
Yeah, Hawkeye had nothing to do with this
yeah.
because, I mean, I saw it last when the game was over and when this arose. I went into our own outside broadcast unit and I saw the videotape and the ball was clearly wide and the umpire was 100% correct. He waved it wide, and it had nothing to do with Hawkeye. It's just an error in the scorekeeping and in the scoreboard that led to the confusion. And like all of us, I'm sure Kilkenny players on the pitch looked up and said, my God, we're 3 points down. We have to go for a goal.
Mm-hmm.
But in fact, they were 2 points down and could have possibly saved the day by taking 2 points if they got that opportunity, which I'm sure that they had at the time. I'd have to look back at the last 5 minutes of it to ensure that. But I'm sure they would feel that they had ample opportunity to score 2 points rather than be going for goals.
And they had to contend with them. Tip had to with the sending off of Darragh McCarthy as well. That was the second yellow card. That was just 12 minutes before the end, wasn't it, Marty?
Yeah, well, correct. And I mean, to be fair, it was some resolve by Tipperary. I mean, Darragh McCarthy was a second yellow. The first yellow I thought was very harsh. The second yellow came with his tackle on Owen Murphy, the Kilkenny goalkeeper. But that's when Kilkenny, when Tipperary, I should say, really step up a gear, because they chased and harassed. And Dublin hurlers, remember, they got Chris Cumming sent off in the quarterfinal against Limerick. They did the same thing. They were magnificent that particular day. And I know that right now they're hurting with their display against Cork on Saturday. But again, yesterday, Tipperary with 14 players showed incredible determination and indeed belief in themselves. And they have young players. I know Darragh will be disappointed being sent off again. He's mm-hmm. lucky that it's a second yellow, because if everything goes according to plan and Tipperary play Cork in the All-Ireland final, as we anticipate, like he will be eligible to play because it was a second yellow. But right. Oisin O'Donoghue scored a great goal against Galway. But the goal yesterday was just spectacular, because he just volleyed it. I don't know how he managed to get the hurley to the slither, and it zipped past one of the best goalkeepers in the country, in Owen Murphy. I'm a huge fan of Nicky Quaid of Limerick and Owen Murphy. I think they're the two best goalkeepers in the country. To beat him took an extraordinary shot, and mm-hmm. it was an extraordinary shot. To do that under pressure was just amazing.
Marty, I'll leave you with this last message from a listener who says, do you need someone to get the staff tea or coffee for the All-Ireland final? This is a message now to RTE Sport. I'll actually pay to do it if I can get into Croker for the match, from a desperate rebel. That won't be the last time you'll hear a message like that, or you'll get a message like that before the finals.
Claire, I've had so many offers from cousins that I never knew even existed in the last 24 hours, who want and Cork and Tipperary, for the first time in its history, it appears that's the way it will happen, obviously, unless our previous conversation develops into another story. Mm-hmm. But as it stands, it's going to be Cork Tipperary All-Ireland Final on Sunday week. And the demand for tickets, well, God love them. I don't know how we're going to get people tickets, but I have a huge band of cousins that I never knew I had.
I bet you have. You just switch off the phone, Marty. The phone. That's the best advice. And thank you.
I even have cousins in Laois now, Claire.
I can imagine you have plenty of cousins in Laois. Listen, we might be related. I'll figure that out, Claire, before the final. Marty, thanks so much. Marty Morrissey who's great to talk to us as always after his very busy weekends. Coming up next, Brian O'Connell will be telling us about threats to thatched cottages. That's after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.